So first of all, so someone offered to sponsor this chabura, but he said that he wanted me to like speak about a very specific content topic, and then I realized I didn't like the idea of like selling my soul, because when we speak, like we're sharing a part of our soul, like the
Milos of Kamala Harris.
Not that one, but whatever, a different topic. It was a good topic, but I just felt like, you know, when you speak, like the pasuk says, "Vayipapa apa nishu v'schaim," that Hashem blew into man a breath of life, and the Targum translates Ruach HaChaim, a breath of life, as a Ruach Ma'ala, as a speaking spirit, because the fundamental criteria of what it means to be a person is our ability to speak. So it would be selling my soul to take his money. So I said no. So instead we'll discuss other things. But we'll also discuss the idea of Ruach Ma'ala. But basically every month has its own deeper and distinct qualities, manifest through various things that correspond to the months. The B'nai Sastra delves into many of these things. Like you have the seasons of the months. You have the vibes of the months, you have the Tzir Fashem, which is Yod Kei Vav Kei, you have its linguistic variants, you have the Pasuk secreted within the Tzir Fashem, you have the Mazel. So we'll start off with the vibes of Nisan, and we'll make our way through. So Chodesh Nisan commences with the spring, and there's a certain tangible energy and sensation of freshness, which we begin to feel in Chodesh Nisan as the spring commences. There's like a breath of fresh air. We had a crazy cold winter, but something, now we feel something new. So there's this very good imagery articulated in Shir Shirim by Shlomo Melech and Prakim Vav and Zayin. So it's a bit fitting to look through the whole Perek, because you'll really see the imagery of Chodesh Nisan. But one pasuk in particular, which we'll delve into, is Dodi Yorad Lagana La'arugas Habosem, that my lover has gone down to his garden in a bed of spices, Liros Baganam V'Lukot Shishanim, to graze in the garden and to gather the lilies. And the other pasukim speak about like the budding and the blossoming of the new fruits. Anybody here do a Birkas Ilan? There's a video of Marina Rabbeinu, the Kashrutzer Rebbe, doing it from a few years ago. But we see imagery of entering a garden to enjoy the spring landscape. There's a freshness to the month. Nisan is the beginning of the new year, and the new year commences with spring. And we know that the Nisan is the first month of the new year because the pasuk says HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that this is for the new lunar year. And Kohelet says Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh, there's nothing new under the sun. And the Zohar says yes, there's nothing new under the sun. Afal Pikein, under the moon there is Chodesh. So the sun represents Menarani, that the sun rises and the sun sets, and to its place it yearns and it rises there. And contradiction, the moon represents Chiddush and vitality, and that's why the Jewish calendar goes by the moon, because we're not stagnant people, we keep going forward, we're vital, we live in vitality. Winter was cold, but a budding rose emerged from the midst of the thorn, and we emerge from our great cold slumber into a great novelty of freshness. We liberate ourselves from this cold winter, from the darkness, into a state of Ulu, where we redeem ourselves from everything that has enslaved us in the winter's darkness. So the Medrash says that Kava Barosh Chodashim Shalka Ula Shabonigal Yisam, that Nisan was established as this month of newness and of freshness, and that's why Pesach happened in Nisan. It couldn't have happened in any other month except for Nisan. And the entire month of Nisan is infused with this power to implant us with these sparks of newness. The Ibn Ezra has a book of poetry, so he has a poem on Nisan where he says, "Kol tzitz chadash lezman chadash yatzah shochek l'krasel bo," that every new bud for a new time comes forth with joy and laughter to greet its arrival. There's a piece by the Arizal where he says that there's no such thing as a moment which is similar to the previous moment or the succeeding moment. Each moment has its own ha'ara, it has its own spark, and there's something to glean within every moment, and it's our job to recognize this, chacham einav b'roshe, that the wise man has his eyes in his head, uksil b'choshe cholech. So, you don't want to be that blind person that, you don't want to be blind to the sparks, you want to find the spark within every moment. And because we have to realize that I'm mechadish b'tuv v'choyim tamid, and shebechol eis arvav v'gretzarayim, at all times Hashem is mechadish the world, we don't believe in the watchman theory, and at all times Hashem offers us the ability to move forward and arrive at chiddush, so we just have to find the chiddush within every moment. And Nisan is a particularly conducive time to do so. And that's again because of the external reality which we find ourselves in, one in which the spirit is of freshness and of newness. In the air, came to give us an opportunity to do so and to find that chiddush, to find that renewal. Zelu mazeh, there's a negative type of renewal. There's, as expressed in the Torah, Vayakam Melech Chadash, that a new king had arose and Paro forgot all that Yosef had done. There was a new king and he forgot the entire past. So chiddush is great. We can move forward. We can go on to great things. We can go on to new things. But we don't want to be enslaved to the past. But there is a negative type of chiddush where we entirely forget the past. Sometimes we have it's called selective Alzheimer's. I was told to be careful to say that, but selective Alzheimer's. We destroy our happy memories. We're left with remnants of negative memories inhibiting us from moving forward, so we don't have to remember that, which is good. So Paro forgot all that Yosef had done. Asher lo yoda es Yosef. He forgot all the good that happened. We don't want to forget the good of the past and only remember the bad things. And in addition to not forgetting the good things, we don't want to suppress or ignore the bad things and pretend our traumas never happened. We need to reflect on the past. We don't repeat the past. We want to reflect but don't repeat. We don't want to recycle trauma or recycle these negative things. And we use the past as blueprints, not as imprints, so that our insecurities and our fears, which are past rooted, don't make decisions for us. We can't have the selective Alzheimer's either way, of either forgetting the good or forgetting the bad. You want to arrive at Chiddush, you want to, move forward, but you also want to remember, some of the past in order to use them as blueprints, not imprints. So on Pesach, we say, Avodim Hayinu. We recall the past, we don't ignore these traumatic experiences of enslavement. We even agree to experience. Is that you raising your hand? We even agree to experience reliving being slaves at the proper time during the Seder when we see ourselves as if we're there, but also, and as Avosinu. Yeah, maskal beginisim nisai b'shevach. You know, you start off in decadence, but you know, you end off in praise. It's because you know, because you realize that at a certain point, oh, we are mechadesh, and you know, it's through those past memories and through those past things that we're able to move forward. And Ezra Vaseinu, in between Shema Atzeret and Esrei, when we have the halacha to be somech gula l'sfila, and in the section of gula we say v'zedim tibata v'yedidim hevarta v'yachzu mayim sarim echad mehem lo nosar, that the bad things were drowned out, lo nosar, none of them remained. So we have relinquished the weight of the pain and of the past, but yedidim hevarta, but the loved ones went through. But then we took all of those parts of the past and we allowed it to help us move forward. So you know, we, our trauma is drowned out, but we move forward. So we have to balance this. That avadim ayinu, we recall the past, but we don't get stuck in it. We have the ability to move forward. Right. So we remember. Yeah, Bnei Yisrael, like, you know, when, you know, they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, right? It said, the Mevarat Es Mitzrayim, Ki Tov Lanu Avod Es Mitzrayim, Mimenu B'Gudar. They said, you know, let's go back to Mitzrayim, let's serve the Egyptians. We'd rather go there than go into the desert, than go into the Yamsuf. You know, it's very murky territory, very unclear. They were afraid of the sea, they were afraid of the desert. They'd rather, they were too attached to their slavery. They were so attached to their traumas, attached to the past. So we want to move forward. They prefer to be enslaved than, you know, than to move forward. So you have to ask yourself, what's holding me back from being the best version of myself? How do I release myself from this bondage? What does freedom look like? How will I get there? What am I a slave to? Am I a slave to negative memories? You know, how will I be mechadish? Do I want to liberate myself, or do I from my do I want to liberate myself from the need to be validated? Do I want to be tongue twister? Do I want to be liberated, or do I want to be validated? Because it's one or the other. So you know, what would my relationships, what would my job, what would my tefillah, what would my learning look like if I liberated myself from these fears of the desert and from the sea? So Nisan is this month of newness, novelty, when we start fresh, when we let go of the past by first acknowledging it. Avodim hayinu b'mitzrayim, but then we move forward. Messiah b'shevach, as you said. So that's the vibe of the month. Then there's the permutation, which is the tzir for the month. And then a fix within tzir is the pasuk of the month, which we'll get into. So the tziruf is yud kei vav kei, which is just, you know, hayahove yiyeh, the past, present, and the future. That which is continually bringing being into being. It's perpetual activity. It's a mechadish betuvai. Yeah, when we say that yud kei vav kei, hayahove yiyeh, is the past, present, and future. That which is continually bringing being into being. It's perpetual activity. It's a mechadish betuvai. So even to say that Hashem is in a state of being is an ontological misnomer, in the sense that Hashem is beyond that which is in a state of being, and beyond that which is beyond that which is in a state of being. But then I realize that even to say that Hashem is beyond the beyondness of a state of being is in as much an ontological misnomer as it is to say that Hashem is beyond the state of being. Rambam and Marnevuchim and Perek Lamed Hey says that anytime you use the lexicon to describe Hashem, for example, that Hashem is chachma, we have to realize that the difference in chachma between Hashem and us isn't qualitative or quantitative, but it's absolute, because Hashem's chachma doesn't differ from us in a quantitative sense, and that He knows more than us, or in a qualitative sense, and that His chachma is better than ours, but in an absolute sense, and that our comparisons can only be made between two things which exist within the same class. But Hashem is beyond that. Hashem is kiyachol. Hashem outclasses us. So we can't say yodkei vavkei, because beyond us, what we can recognize that there is a practical meaning and a practical definition of yodkei vavkei, and of what yodkei vavkei means, and of what it's supposed to mean to us in the most tangible way in which we can relate to or express it. Did you not get that joke? I said Hashem outclasses us. So the same way that yodkei vavkei is past, present, future, it's that which is continually bringing being into being. It's perpetual activity. We need to tap into the chiddush which Hashem offers us in every moment, in everything, in every budding of the rose, and sprouting of the lilies. And fixed within the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the pasuk Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sagal, is Yud Yismichu Hashemayim Hey V'Sagal Vav Ha'aretz Hey. Yes, so that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that describes a certain energetic flow. This is from the Teferes Shlomo in the Shari Tefillah. He explains that when the pasuk says Yismichu Hashemayim, so Yismichu, which is Simcha, scrambled is Machshava, because Simcha is an inner joy hidden within the mind. It's within the Machshava. Yismichu Hashemayim is a mental state of being. Then there's V'Sagal Ar. So Sagal comes from the Lashon of Gilu. It's the Lashon of Revelation. So that was in the pasuk. It's the hidden joys, Yismichu Hashemayim, of the heavens. The Sagal Arts, and it's the revealed joys of the earth. So through the pasuk embedded within the Tzir of Hashem, a divine flow in which the intellectual joy rooted in Chachma is Nigla, it's brought out. The Sagal Arts, it's to the outward being, meaning that joy filters down from Chachma, from Machshava, from latency, from Kayachma, through Bina, through Das, which outwardly reflects itself. And the outward expression of Simcha defines the month, because there's no greater Simcha than being a Ben Chorin. And Ein Simcha El Abed Taras HaSpeikas, and the remedy for a Safek is brought about through a Chiddush. So the tzir of the pasuk and the outward energy of the month all reflect, all relate to the divine energy of the month, which is this geula energy. The sign of the month is the tle, which is the lamb, which is the areas. And the Ramban and Shmos and Perek Yud Beis says that the mazel of tle is like very growth oriented and movement oriented. So Aries is like chiddush; they can get bored very easily, or they can choose to be complacent with life in order to not risk acknowledging how bored they are, which is going against their nature, which is a form of self annihilation. But when they can acknowledge their propensity and their penchant toward drawing toward chiddush, then they can find chiddush rooted within everything and create and exercise and. They can create and exercise their imaginative faculties to the greatest degree. They could have like very fun lives. The Aramaic for tle is emra, which also means word. Memra. And the sense of the month, as delved into the Bnei Yisachar, is the sense of the mouth, particularly vis-a-vis speech. So the Bnei Yisachar says that the Gaulus of Mitzrayim was the Bechinus Ne'alanti Domya in Tehillim Lamites, which is I was dumb silent since we were Avarim and Evet has no voice, so we were constricted. Mitzrayim comes from the Lashon of Meitzar, which means that we were constricted from articulating ourselves. So as we opened up within the Nishmas Chaim, that which sustains us, our breath, is a Ruach Lama. It's the speaking spirit. In Kabbalah, there are four elements in the world. You've heard this? There are four elements in Kabbalah. There's Daimim, which is inanimate. There's Tzomim, which is vegetative. There's Behema, which is animals. Then there's Dover, which is humans. Why are humans called Dover? Why not Adam? Because speech is what defines us. It's the fundamental criteria of what it means to be a person. So at Mitzrayim, we were muzzled. We were restricted from ourselves, restricted from expressing ourselves. We were in an exile of speech. When we couldn't articulate ourselves, we can't assert ourselves. We were suffocated by the closing of our Nishmas Hakayim, our Ruach Mal, our speaking spirit. We were Nelanti Dumya. We were dumb silent. And when we can't articulate ourselves, we're removing the mechanism through which we can express ourselves, ergo be ourselves, which is a form of self-annihilation. But the Bnei Yisachar says that Peh and Pesach is for mouth. That on Pesach, we are Pisl and Peh. We open our mouths and we assert ourselves. We remove the muzzle restricting us of our Nefesh HaChaim, the shackles which suffocate our ability to articulate ourselves, and we liberate ourselves from that which has restricted us. The Simcha of Chodesh Nisan comes through this Geula. It comes through this redemption. It comes through this Navati. The Simcha gained from a Chiddush is not just in the Chiddush, because Chiddush is Machshava. It existed in the Kayachma. It existed in a form of raw potential, of latency, of potency. But then it was brought from Chachmat to Bina Das, from the level of latency to the dimension of articulation. It expressed itself into being. And in this new form found of self-expression, when we redeem ourselves of this imprisonment of self, of the self, and bring out the world of Chiddush, then we can go down to the Arugas of Boisem, the garden of roses and grays in the garden of lilies, and we can enjoy the budding of the brooks and the blossoms of the springs. So I'll end off with one more pasuk from Shir Shirim, but it's very befitting. You should look up Vav in Zion. It's very appropriate to learn at this time. You'll read on Pesach anyways. But Nashkim alakramim nira im parcha gafim. Let us arise in the vineyards to see if the vine of the flower has blossomed. Pitach hasmadar, if the blossoms have opened. Hinetzu armon, if the pomegranate trees have budded. Sham etan as doidilai lach, there I will embrace you. So in this imagery and in the setting of Chodesh Aviv, we can embrace the new year. And begin the new year on this new note of freshness and of brightness and of lightness and excitement and chiddush.
Breathing.
What?
Breathing.
We spoke about breathing.
Through the mouth.
Ruach Mala.
Why is that through the mouth, not the